Lois?
Breath.
Breath.
Look, reveal, breath. Okay. And they sang a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereupon, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, there's another beheld, and I beheld and I heard the voice of the angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and all of them in them heard I say. What was people saying? They was giving breath. They were people on earth giving breath. Blessing, honor, glory, and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that forever and ever. But we see that one Hebrew word showing forth the whole fifth chapter. Look, reveal, breath.
And breath.
But, you know, in the Hebrew, there's a word picture, too, for every letter. A word picture, you know, like we would say apple. You know,
apple.
A is for apple.
You know, phonics. Kids learn phonics.
B is for ball.
See a picture of it. And now they know to put a picture there with the phonics. So kid can identify apple. So they learn in both ways.
But this started in the Hebrew language. And guess what the picture is of the word hay, which is sometimes shortened to he.
H-E.
Sometimes it's short. H-E. You read Psalm. You know how we did say in Psalm 119? If you go to the fifth chapter there, it's he. He. But the word picture is a man with his hands raised. Remember who took the book out of the Father's hands that sat upon the throne? Jesus reached up to take that book and open the book. Hey, you know, that gives you a real good. And I thought this so cool, too, how man normally say, we'll say another word, you know, out in grocery store or something like that. We'll say, hey, Brother Thurston, hey, Miss Barry. And what we normally do, we'll raise our hands to say, hey, how deep is that word?
Oh, yes.
How deep is that word? Hey. But I thought that was great. But Holy Spirit brought this to my attention, too. And I never really could figure it out, but you see here too, in verse 11, it says, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. There you have what? Multiplication, right? In the fifth day of creation, you never had multiplication up into then. You know, Bible says God said, God said, God said. But in the fifth day of creation, you'll see multiplication. And in that multiplication, God never blessed anything until the fifth day. Nothing begins to multiply until it's blessed. And plus scriptures say, blessed be the Lord, Father, and God, Lord Jesus Christ, and all. But I can't figure this out. I thought on this. But hear this. I've always seen myself in heaven, you know, from the door opening in the fourth chapter, you know, door open. You know, I've always pictured myself there in heaven. And we'll all be there one of these days and we'll see this, we'll actually see this. But I've always seen myself there in heaven, seeing all this happen like say it happened. But look at the praise here, look at the praise. You know, last week, Sister Mary, when you spoke at that word of prophesying, you said, you spoke up that they may know me. You know, that's God's heart, that he, people, his people.
It's his heart.
Know him. Know him. But anyway, here in this worship, let me tell you this first. Okay. And the fifth spirit of the Lord is knowledge. Knowledge. Knowing him. Knowledge. Fifth day creation, you know, multiplication, knowing him. But here in heaven, it says, let me go on and say it. Saying in verse 12, it says, with a loud voice, heaven is saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessings. Seven things are said. Mm-hmm. Out of heaven, but on earth, seven things aren't said back. It rescinds, it starts off rescinding, but look, see what is said in earth. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying blessing, honor, glory, and power. Four things are only said back. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Three things are missing. And what three things are those? And the three things that are missing are riches, wisdom, and strength. Riches, wisdom, and strength. And, you know, the Bible says that God is what? Rich in mercy. He is rich in mercy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Brother Monty taught us about that, kaseid, didn't he? Mm-hmm. That word kaseid is, and mercy is the same in the New Testament as what? Grace. Mm-hmm. Remember him teaching mm-hmm. that grace and mercy is all one thing. Mm-hmm. So we see grace and wisdom. Mm-hmm. Who's our wisdom? Christ. Colossians tells us mm-hmm. Christ is our wisdom, right? And strength. Strength knows the Holy Spirit. So we see, in a sense, the full Godhead Trinity there. God the Father, who is rich in mercy, wisdom, which is Christ, and strength, the Holy Spirit. That, the Lord told me this, he said, or in Isaiah there, it says, you know, the words that come out of my mouth, when they go to earth, they don't return void, do they? The word I sent, it accomplishes that which I sent it to do. Yeah. So, did these people on earth miss something or something when they... No, they didn't. We got grace, we got the Lord Jesus Christ, and we got the power of the Spirit.
Yeah.
How many times, think about this, Paul, every letter, he says, grace be unto you at the first of his books. Mm-hmm. He starts out, well, let's look at this.
Yeah. I'm multiplied, sometimes he said.
Mm-hmm. Peep, sir. Huh? Grace, going back to that knowledge and all, uh-huh. It says, Peter says, may grace and peace be multiplied to you mm-hmm. by uh-huh. the knowledge of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says that in both 1st and 2nd Peter. So knowing him, knowledge is very important.
Yes.
But let's look. Paul, let's see, he said, grace, this Ephesians, he starts out. This is just one example. He says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where is it at? In heavenly places in Christ. It's in the heavenly realm. We've seen those worshiping the 24 elders. They were in the heavenly realm. And it's coming down to us. Now, how's he
in? In Christ. In heavenly places in Christ. You got to be in Christ.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, how does he end Ephesians? He says, grace be with all. It's with you. Mm-hmm. At first it's to you, mm-hmm. but now it's with you. Amen. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus. So where's the grace? You know, where's the grace? The grace, Paul starts out with the grace,
uh-huh.
ends with the grace,
uh-huh.
but the grace is everything in between.
Amen.
Everything. That's how we get it. It's coming from the heavenly realm, but it's coming through this word, through Ephesians, through Colossians, through what Paul teaches. This grace is abounding towards us through his word.
Yes, amen.
And this worship. Why is worship so important?
Amen.
You know, the Bible, I'm about to run out of time here. I'm going to be through 10 o'clock.
Can I add to that, brother, that grace is a person.
Yes.
When we take it literally like that, mm-hmm. that grace is a person, that when we fellowship with him, we receive all the graces mm-hmm. that he promises.
Yeah.
When we fellowship. When we look at grace as a person.
Yeah.
Most folks look at it as a thing or something way out there, you know. But grace is, when you sum it all up, you know, like you're teaching Peter and Paul and all them, mm-hmm. tuck it and slice it as being, you know, breaking it down so we can understand it. But when you put them all together, mm-hmm. he's a person, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why am I?
He said, why was worship so important?
Why was worship? You know, last week you said knowledge. You talked about knowing the Lord, knowledge, mm-hmm. knowing the Lord. Mm-hmm. If you follow the seven spirits of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, the first, well, wisdom brings understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Instruction, counsel brings power. God's instruction always brings power. And knowledge is followed by the fear of the Lord, which is worship. The more knowledge we gain of him, mm-hmm. was there not a lot of knowledge there in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, well, I know there's 10,000 times 10,000, but that kind of notes a lot of knowledge. Why they worship him.
Oh, glory.
But knowledge will bring you into a place of
that's
worship.
That's good. That's good, David. That's good.
And that's why I love coming in here. Because y'all guys are so filled with knowledge of the Lord and the scriptures and all of y'all.
David, that's powerful.
It is.
You know what? That is so powerful. And you know, we seen here in Revelation that John was weeping. But the ones up there in heaven said, John, don't you weep.
Mm-hmm.
We got some knowledge here. Don't weep. John said, I'm weeping. I don't know. You know, ain't nobody to open. I don't see nobody to open up the book.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in heaven was knowledgeable.
Yeah.
They knew. They said, John, don't weep. Don't weep. We handling this up in there. We don't weep. John like, well, who gonna open the books?
Oh, yeah. Come on, brother.
But they revealed it to them. They had revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
And they knew.
I just saw the scripture. Knowing him and the power of his resurrection.
That's powerful, Mary.
When you know him and know the power of that resurrection, there's nothing will stop the church.
Woo!
Nothing will stop the church.
Woo!
They'll walk in everything.
Right. Can I say this real quick? When old Peter, I was reading this other day in the book of Acts, they said, by what power are you doing all this? He took them from, and they asked him, by what power and what authority?
Well, he gave him the name of Jesus. Then he got the preaching of resurrection.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That resurrection power defeated everything.
Everything.
And when we know that, we're doing this from a finished work.
But you got to know it first through him. We can have head knowledge of everything, but you got to know him first.
That's relationship. That's fellowship. Yes. That's fellowship.
That's fellowship.
That's in his presence. That's what I'm talking about. That's real, real fellowship. You can't know him unless you get into his presence. Amen. The reason I know y'all because I come and, you know, sit around, you know, I couldn't stay off and not know y'all. I can say I can know of y'all. I know of Mir. I know of Thurston. I know of, but when you come in fellowship, you get an opportunity to know. And that's what that's the whole thing, Mir. He wants us to, see, we're going to do what we do out of fellowship.
And I think part of fellowship results in praise, which is another form of fellowship.
Oh, praise
is a high form of fellowship.
It is. And people take praise just to
be... Too lightly.
They do. They take it just to be a song, a...
Or walk out and come back. Or
but you know, I like what the Bible teaches us about praise in the 12th chapter of Romans. He said, present your body.
Yes.
As a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. A living sacrifice is 24/7 praise.
Amen.
Everything you do has got to be... would be praise and glory to God, worship. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, present your bodies that way as a living sacrifice. Every sacrifice they did in the Old Testament was for worship. Mm-hmm. But he don't want you to get on.
Every sacrifice they did was dead.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but God received it as worship because
that's all they had. It was so limited compared to what we have.
It was.
It was what God told them to do.
It worked because God told them to do it. You're so right about that. So how much more it's going to work for us since we have the real deal? Yeah. He said, you ain't got to die now because Jesus died.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, when Abraham and his son went up to, when Abraham was supposed to kill his son, he said, me and my son going up to worship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Wow.
Well, Abraham didn't kill his son, so Isaac became the first living worship.
That's good.
The first living worship. Go ahead. Boy, I'm going to do a teaching on worship because I got... whoa.
I love it. I love what they said about blessing. Things don't multiply to God. Bless it.
Amen.
That's why I went and got that. Well, we need to share this. That's how we do it.
Amen.
I thank God for it, you know. Hate inconveniences, but we're powerful.
David, that was powerful.
It is.
Amen.
And exercising authority. And that's what God put on my heart this morning. And as I was meditating, he put a few thoughts in my heart about authority. Thank you, man. I'm glad you do that because that come in handy. That has helped me on the radio, doing the broadcast. I check it to see how it comes out. Uh-huh. Speaking louder really helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And without this class, I'd probably still be talking real soft.
Because you got a lot to say. I mean, you really have something to really say.
Yeah.
That's where we want you to turn the volume up.
Yeah.
That's what they did, what David was reading about. He said they turned the volume up and they worship and they pray.
That's right.
Yes, they did.
And we get to know the Lord through worship. A lot of things that I learned.
Oh, that's good. That's intimate. Worship is intimacy. Uh-huh.
That's how we get to know him. And worship takes us to the heart of his will.
Ooh.
You know, we can learn about God forever. But learning how to apply it and use it in our everyday life, the concept of operating like him.
Jesus.
You know, it became real in worship.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a church that that was, one of their strong strengths was worship.
Uh-huh.
Worship and teaching. And they had Elder Lewis was a teaching pastor. Mm-hmm. And he loved worship.
Uh-huh.
And remember Keith Green?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He used to play that all the time. And he loved worship. He taught us worship. And then Greg Hosey loved to pray. He used to get off work, go home, and pray for hours. And then he'd lead everybody in worship on Sunday morning. And I had questions. So when I started going in the Lord's presence, I would go in his presence at home or come to church early. I had keys to the church, so I'd go in the prayer room and pray. And I started sensing things from the Holy Spirit. And most of the time, when I get in his presence, I just collapse until I started studying the Word. Then I was able to compose myself and ask questions. Mm-hmm. I remember Kenneth Copeland said, a lot of times people say when they go into God's presence, they're going to ask him all these questions, and then they never do. But when you have the Word, now you have the Word of God does the same thing that the angel that looked like a man did for Daniel. Daniel kept falling out in Gabriel's mm-hmm. presence, you know.
Oh, good.
And then the one that looked like a man touched him and he had strength. Well, if you go in God's presence and you have the Word in you, you have the strength to stand and receive from it. And you won't collapse as easy, you know. Not collapsing is bad, but when you get next to his power, you just fall out. But when you have the Word, you can, whether you fall out or not, you can still ask a question. And, but anyway, long story short, exercising authority. Authority helps us fulfill his will on earth. And authority, it helps us govern our life. It gives us control.
Mm-hmm.
And we need it. We were not made to live on earth apart from God. We were made to live in his presence on earth.
Praise God.
And do his will on earth.
Shakaya.
And that's why I'm gonna look at this Ephesians prayer real fast. I'm reading it out of the Amplified. It said, I'll start at verse. I'll start at verse 17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of revelation, that to know him.
The spirit of revelation.
Yeah. To know him through your deepening intimacy with him. You can't trust God unless you, trust is from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Trust gives us the ability to proceed forward when we don't understand. Mm-hmm. A man can be skilled in faith, and many people are. They were trained in faith.
Mm-hmm.
We had great men of God teaching faith for years, but nobody...
Trust gives that patience, the ability to do it. Follow me? It gives you that patience because you trust, even if it's 20 years down the road. You mm-hmm. trust him.
Abraham.
I put it this way. Mm-hmm. This is the reins of my heart. This is my control. This is what I control. Now, David, he's representing the Holy Spirit. Trust gives him my authority, my control. He has control now. Mm-hmm. I have control. I have faith. I can do things in faith. But now, because I trust the Holy Spirit, I give him control.
Okay.
And he'll say, do this.
Ooh.
Because I trust him, I'll do it. Just like a private in the army. A private may be strong, and this the sergeant may be older and a little bit weaker, but he knows what to do. He knows battle. He knows war. He'll survive where I want.
That's why pride's so bad, isn't it?
It is.
Because you won't let the Holy Spirit, you won't trust, because you got to keep the control.
Mm-hmm. And this is the war. Tell them that.
Okay.
Tell them. This is the war. Win this war,
that's it.
We win. We cannot be defeated.
Amen.
If we win this war, we win by releasing the Lord to have full control.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take our orders from him, just like Jesus. Yes. This is the protocol of Jesus.
That's right, brother. He came to earth to govern us.
Yes.
You know what govern you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rule over us.
Yeah. To rule through us.
The government is on his shoulders.
Exactly. Church realizes that, it's all God and not what we do.
The government on his shoulders that he brought it in through the cross.
Yes, amen.
The cross was the government on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
when he brought, because see, if he had came back and saved us from our sin and did not give us government that we can rule and reign over our enemy, it would still wouldn't have been no good. Because we down here and he's up there. But he was down here as Christ among us. Now he's Christ in us, the governor of our life. Like you said, the Holy Spirit in us. That's God in us. To govern our lives so that we can have the victory. We're doing it from the finished work now.
Yes. Yes. That's how it works.
So literally declaring a decree, it's God declaring a decree through us because he's the one.
Yes.
The problem is people haven't been taught trust like they. I always link trust and faith as one word, as the same meaning. But when the Lord, you know, years ago, I ain't gonna go into all that. But when he told me the difference, I started searching it out. When we trust God, we can do whatever he say in rest.
Amen.
And in peace. We can. That's what, like little Jim was saying, we can follow the peace.
But see, the thing about it is hearing. The church is not hearing God. They're too crowded.
But they never
We're
had
doing this. What they want. They got that tug of war. They want to rule. No, you got to do what I say do, God. You know, you got to do it my way.
As we grow in the Lord, we get to a point where we see what to do, we know it. So we gonna, I can handle it. But that's an illusion. Even if you know what to do.
You still need the power and the strength because the enemy is a spirit.
Yes.
You fight, you're going against a spirit. Mm-hmm. And you got to go against him with the finished work, the blood of Jesus.
Like, this is kind of relates to this, Kenneth Copeland in his magazine. Of course, he tells you not all the same thing. Don't always give credit to the people, just act like you know it. But anyway, he was talking about we as a church, we know what to do sometimes, and so we just go ahead and, in the name of Jesus, and instead of going to the Father to see how to handle a situation.
Yeah, the Spirit
he said, there are sometimes, if you stay in the Spirit, that you'll do that. But he said, you should go just like Jesus did. To the Father to see what you're supposed to pray and what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and
that's trust. Yeah. Letting them have control and telling you what to do.
Case by case. When I have a situation that I know I'm not skilled in it, so I say, Lord, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And then he give me, comparing how it was before and after.
So you trust him to give you the right answer.
Yeah, when he give you, I don't do anything. You know, Pastor said, don't do anything. You don't have to rush into nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's right. And the Holy Spirit taught him that, because he taught me that. Mm-hmm. when I follow him, there's a peace. And then he does it case by case, not just a format. Whatever he did last time was for last time. These are different people, different situations.
And we don't realize that.
Sometimes we get the ones the same. We think it's going to be the same thing. So that's why we do it.
When I did the Good News
Letter. We don't need the Holy Spirit.
When I did the Good News Letter in the old neighborhood, it worked because God told me to. I did try it in the new neighborhood. He didn't tell me to. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work. Uh-huh. It wasn't the same.
Oh, y'all are back.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't think he was going to be here.
Yes, ma'am. Got in yesterday.
Oh, good.
All right. He said,
that's good, Thurston.
He said, I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, because he'll help you see what you don't, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of this calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. Mm-hmm. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Mm. So, authority gives us the control, not Satan, not the world, not tradition. A relationship with God, see, authority is It enables us to perform God's word and do his will. We have the authority to learn and grow.
Amen.
People have taught things wrong for years and people ran with it.
Yes, Lord, help us. Deliver us.
They taught doctrine.
They taught doctrine and there were so many limitations. Jesus said the biggest church problem in the church is his people don't follow him.
And they also put that by sight. They started walking by sight. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You don't see somebody healed, so it's not God's will to heal. Right. You don't see somebody saved, the doctrine, well, you're called, and the only people, you know, there's false doctrine because of what they see.
And they lose the fire.
Exactly. See, they lose fire.
You know, they lose the fire. The fire is where it's at. You have to have the fire.
Well, we
have
so much. That on the day of Pentecost, and it's still going to be for the church today.
It's still.
Amen.
And it's raging. It's wanting to rage out and burn everything up.
Yes, amen.
It is.
It's consuming fire.
It is way better than that coal that the angel took off the altar and put on the lips of Daniel. It's way better than that.
Amen.
It gets rid of your iniquity, your transgressions, the sin, everything. It makes you on fire for God.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
Passionate.
And we have that authority.